Daf Mem Chesamid Beis, 10 lines up from the bottom of the Amud, Rabbi Yochanan Omar. In the previous sugya, we brought a number of yalfuses for Birkas HaMazon in HaTorah and for Bracha Lefanov and Birkas HaNenem before you eat. And one of them was a Kal Vachomer. If you chayev a bracha when you saveh, for sure you chayev when you roev. Or, for example, we had a drasha based on the extra words asher nasan lach in the pasuk. We also had a drasha coming from uberaches lach lachmecha, and lechem is referring to kodem shiochlena. Then we had Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan derived it from a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. And as we mentioned in the last shiur, the case is that Shaul HaMelech was looking for the lost asonos of his father, and he came to the entrance to the city, and he met up with a group of young ladies of Naros, and he asked them where he could find Shmuel HaNavi. And they gave him a very long answer. The punchline for our purposes of that long answer that they gave him was that Shmuel went to a place where he was invited to be makriv a bama on a bama, Karban Shlomim, and the pasuk says Hu yivarech hazevach, and the Gemara understood that bracha was the bracha that he would make before eating from the zevach shlomim. Rashi identifies that bracha, by the way, as asher kitshanu mitzvosav b'tzivanu lechal hazevach, which is based on a pasuk in Dvarim v'habosar tochal. The Marsha asks an obvious question. Rashi is referring to a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Gemara is trying to derive a Birchas HaNenem Kodem Achila. And that's very interesting that we can derive a Birchas HaNenem from a Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Tzlach explains that there's an extra diuk in the Pasuk. It says, Ki Hu Yivarech HaZevach. It could have said, Ki Hu Yivarech. And that means that the bracha on the zevach was in addition to a previous bracha, and that previous bracha was a birchas kodem hamazon, a birchas hanenem. Now, even though this pasuk that Rabbi Nosson is quoting is in Shmuel, all the other pasukim were in Torah, and we'd rather derive halachas from Torah than from Divrei Kabbalah. But nevertheless, Rabbi Nasan prefers to derive it from this pasuk because he thinks that all the other mikros that were quoted earlier were all asmachtas. And this pasuk is much more explicit. Now, the response that he got from these naros was quite lengthy. Bevoachem ha'ir kein timtzuno so, b'terem yaleh ha'bamasa lechol ki lo yochal ha'am adbo ki yivarech, etc., etc., goes on and on. And the Gemara points this out that Shaul asked him a very simple question, Ayesh bozer roa, you know, is the Navi around? And they could have just said Yesh heino, and they could have just pointed two words. So the Gemara has two possible answers as to why they were so marich. One answer, which is apparently based on a Gemara in Kiddushin, Asara Kavim Sicha Yarda Liolam Tisha Natlu Nashim. So the Gemara says, Kol Kach Lama Lefisha Nashim Dabronios Hein. Women are more social, they like to talk more. And the second answer, which Shmuel quotes, is, Kedei Listakel B'yofyo Shal Shaul Tichsiv Mishifo V'mala Gavoa Mikol Ha'am. So they wanted to get a look at Shaul HaMelech, and they were marech to speak to Shaul. And the Ben Yoyada and others are not so excited about this interpretation. they quote a medrash that says, "Im kena sisa benos Yisrael kizonos," just like a man is not supposed to gaze at the beauty of a woman, so to the reverse. And therefore they give another answer, and that answer is based on what's called La'akevis Malchuso Shel Sha'ul, which we'll see in the Gemara here in Rabbi Yochanan in just a minute. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Lefi she'ein malchus achas nogas bechavrat afilu kemole nima. So in the divine calculation, God had a certain split second in which Shaul HaMelech's malchus would take over for Shmuel, that Shmuel's leadership role would be supplanted, would be replaced by Shaul. And it's all gecheshbin, it's all miduyak, kerochav sara, that's kemole eino, neima, like this hairs, but that's how precise it is. So Shmuel was the manager of Yisrael until this point, from the moment on that Shaul would now be appointed as king, Shmuel would be replaced, and therefore there had to be a delay in divine plan so that the manhigus of Shmuel would continue until its very last moment. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masaviv sivuvim, that the naros would be marech bidvarim, and that would slow down and delay Shaul, so that Shmuel's malchus, so to speak, his leadership, would continue until the end point, which was determined by divine providence. Now, it could be possible that Shmuel, who came before Rabbi Yochanan here in this Gemara, and Rabbi Yochanan are not arguing, Shmuel is really answering the question why the naros were marech bidiburon, and Rabbi Yochanan is coming to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masaviv sivuvim, that the naros would hold up Shaul and delay him. In any event, the Braisa now goes on to say, Ein li ela birkas hamozah, birkas haTorah minayin. We have a yalfusa for birkas haTorah, for birkas hamozah. And we know that whether it's Birkas HaMazon before the Achila or after the Achila, but where is the Alfusa for Birkas HaTorah? Amar Rabbi Yishmael, we derive Birkas HaTorah from a Kal Vachomer. Al-Chai Shah Mevarech, and Mazon Shal Adam is called Chai Shah, and you have to make a brach on Mazon, is Al-Chai Olam HaBolo Kolshkin. How much more so do you have to make a brach for Torah? Torah is eternal, and we're not limited here to Chaim Gashmiim. Torah is Chai Olam, it's Chaim Ruchniim, which is eternal. And this Kal Vachomer is a little bit similar to what we learned back on Daf Chaf Aleph, Omid Aleph, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that we derive Birchas HaTorah Lefaneha from a Pasuk Yishem Hashem Ekohav Gorol Eloheinu, and the Birkas HaMazon Li'achrov from the Pasuk V'yachalta V'savata V'irachta, and as far as Bracha on the Torah L'achreha and Birkas HaMazon L'faneha, Rabbi Yehuda held that there was a Kal Vachomer, that if Mazon, which is not Mefurish but Torah, Yechayev, a Bracha L'fanov, is Kolshken, how much more so in the case of Torah, as I Torah, which is Mefurish b'chiyuv bracha lefaneha, havu gadol elkeinu, certainly there's a chiyuv to be mevarech li'achreha. And so too, if Torah, where there's no explicit chiyuv to be mevarech l'achreha, and yet you have a chiyuv to be mevarech lefaneha, based on ki shem Hashem ekra, then mazon, which is explicit, there's a chiyuv bracha Liachorov Yachalta Vesvata, how much more so is a Chiyuv Bracha even Lefanov? However, the Gemara there rejected that Kal Vachomer, and the Gemara establishes that you cannot derive a din of Birchas HaTorah and a din of Birchas HaMazon one from the other, and we cannot have this limit of a Kal Vachomer from Birchas HaTorah or two Birchas HaTorah from Birchas HaMazon, because Achilas HaMazon is the Guf is Nene, whereas Torah is the neshama is nehne. And here the Gemara fills in the missing blank that you cannot derive a kal v'chomer from Birchas HaMazon to Birchas HaTorah because Birchas HaMazon is on Chai Shah and Birchas HaTorah is Chai Olam. Rabbi Chia Bar Nachmani Talmido Shel Rabbi Shmuel Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Eino Tzarech, I don't need this kal v'chomer. Harehu Omer, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, V'yachalta v'savata v'achtas shemelkecha la'oretz ha'tov asher nosan loch. So we see the word Nesina, we should underline that word, nosan loch, as far as Birkas HaMazon, lahalon. It says in the Pasuk, V'etna l'chas luchos ha'evim v'atora mitzvos, V'etna, again the Lashon Nesina, and we equate Nesina with Nesina. The second Nesina mentioned here is V'etna l'cha, is a reference to Torah, and therefore we can derive one from the other, just like the Zachiv Bracha on Mazon, so too the Zachiv Bracha ala Torah. So this is an alternate derivation for Birchas HaTorah, replacing that Kal V'Chomer that we had earlier. And now the Gemara brings an additional drasha from this mikra, from the same pasuk. Marbeir omer minayin shekshem sha'adam mevarech ala tova. He says, Modal Hashem, he gives hodah on all the gifts that Akash Baruch bestowed upon him. Kach, so to mevarech ala ra'ah. He must thank Hashem for ra'ah. Now, I wouldn't say the word thank exactly is appropriate here, but in any event, he has to somehow acknowledge that the besorah ra'ah is also from the divine being, divine justice. Talmud Lomer, Asher Nasan Lach, Asher Nasan Lecha, Hashem Elokecha. Right, we have the Pasuk, Asher Nasan Lecha, Hashem Elokecha. Now, where is this Pasuk? It seems like the Pasuk is from V'achalta V'savata, but we don't have that word, Asher Nasan L'cha Hashem Elokech. We have Asher Nosan Loch. From this pasuk, we're going to learn Dayecha Bechol Din Shedoncha Bein Mida Tova Ubein Midas Peronios. We're going to derive from this pasuk that a person has to be Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who judges us in any judgment whatsoever, whether it's with Midah Tova or with Midas Peronios. And we learn this from the fact that the Pasuk has two names. It says Hashem Elokecha. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is Midas Arachman, Elokecha is Midas Adin. And it's teaching us that just like you have to make a bracha on Midas Arachman, which is explicit in the Pasuk, Lahodos Al Eretz HaTova, so too Lahodos al Midas Hadin, and that's the word Elokecha Hashem in Midas Hadin. This is Rabbi Meir. Now, it seems from Rabbi Meir that the pasuk ain kavanoso lilmod min hamikrash birchas haTorah min deraisa. It sounds like he's using the pasuk in a different way. Earlier, we had Rabbi Chia, who derived from this very same pasuk, Birchas HaTorah Doraisa. And according to Rabbi Meir, this pasuk is not establishing Birchas HaTorah, but rather the Chiv to be Mevarech Al Ra'ah, just like he's Mevarech Al Tova. Rashi, however, if you take a look at Dibur Maskil Bein, he writes, Bein Mida Tova V'HaTorah Mida Tova Hi. It sounds like Rashi's telling us that even Rabbi Meir is focused, the subject of Rabbi Meir's drasha is Birchas HaTorah. And according to this approach, it would seem that Rabbi Meir, when he says, Minayin Shekshem Shemavarech HaTov V'Kach Mavarech HaLa, he was referring to Birchas HaTorah. And what does this mean? Minayin Sheish Levarech Birchas HaTorah Af Im Osek Binyonei Ra'a. There are many parts of the Torah that are dedicated to Inyoni Ra'ah, like Peronios and Klolos, all that are mentioned in the Torah. And we have to derive that all of the Torah is considered a midah tova, even peronius, and therefore we make a bracha on every single part of the Torah. And then the Gemara clarifies what exactly do we derive, how do we derive the bracha on Esek HaTorah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra Omer, Einu Tzarech, I don't need any of the different methods or derivations that we mentioned till now. We could derive the obligation of being Mevarech al Esek HaTorah because of the Pasuk Harei Omer Rechalto V'Savot Erachtas Shem Elkech al Ha'aretz HaTovah She'anas Anloch, and it could have just said al Eretz Tova. What's Ha'aretz HaTovah She'er Nas Anloch, and what's HaTova with the extra Hey, and that's a reference. Torah is Tova is Torah, as we see Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lachem, and HaTova is a reference to Binyan Yerushalayim V'Chedu Omer Ha'har HaTov Hazeh V'Halavanon. So we derive from this that we need to add into Birkas HaMazon a bracha on Binyan Yerushalayim. The Marsha writes that the drasha should be understood in the following way, that since the pasuk says at the beginning El Aretz Tova, it didn't have to repeat itself Al Ha'aretz HaTova, and therefore we dash in the word HaTova, which is written with a Hey Ayidia, in this way that the intention is for something that's called Tova elsewhere, which is the Torah, which is called Lekach Tov, and Yerushalayim is considered, is called Ha'ar HaTov. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, and these are dinim that reflect on the nusach of Birkas HaMazon. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kol Shlo Omar, Eretz Chem de Tov Rechava V'Birkas HaOretz. And alternatively, if he omitted Malchus Beis David B'Boni Yerushalayim Lo Yotza Yedei Chovasa. So these are critical parts of Birkas HaMazon to thank Hashem for Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava. And with regard to Boni Yerushalayim, to mention Malchus Beis David is without that Lo Yotza Yedei Chovasa. And the reason why he has to mention Eretz Chem the Tovah Chava is because the Torah was Meshabeach Eretz Yisrael with these Lashonos, as it says in Shmos Gimel, El Eretz Tovah Chava. And in Sefer Yirmiyahu it says, V'eteng lecha Eretz Chemda Nachlas Tzvi Tzivas Goyim. So the Torah mentions the Birchas HaOretz, meaning for Achila from HaOretz. Also, it's not enough to just thank Hashem for the Achila from the HaOretz. Also, we have to Mishabeach the HaOretz, and we have to use these words and these psukim that were used in the Tanakh to be Mishabeach Eretz Yisrael. Nachum Hazaken Omer Tzorech Sheyizkar Ba Bris. It's not enough to mention the Birchas HaOretz without mentioning the Bris Milah, because he's got to say Al Brischa Shehasamta Bivsarenu. The Bris Milah was the key for Nesinas Eretz Yisrael in the case of the pledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. In the parasha of Milah, in Lech Lecha it says, V'nasati lecha ulezaracha aitcha es eretz megurecha, and that promise for the Eretz Yisrael comes on the heels of the Bris Milah. So that we must mention the Bris Milah here in Birchas HaOretz, because the Oretz was given to Avraham Avinu al Yedei Bris Milah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tzarech Sheyizkar Ba in Birchas HaOretz, he has to mention Torah al Torah Shashim Adetanu, because the Zchus HaTorah and the mitzvahs that are in the Torah gave us a Zchus, a merit to inherit the land, as it says, L'man Tichyun U'Revisem U'Bosem V'Yerishtem Es HaOretz. Now, it doesn't seem that Rabbi Yossi is arguing on Nachum HaZaken, but rather he's adding to Nachum HaZaken. It's not enough to mention Bris, we also have to mention Torah. And Plemo Amar, Tzarech Sheyakdim Bris LeTorah. In the sequence, Bris has to come before Torah, and that's exactly as we have it. Al Brischa Shechasamtu Serenim Al Toroscha Shalimaritonu. And why is it important that Bris come first? And he answers, Shezo, the Torah itself, Nitna, was given to Israel, B'Sholosh Brisos, with three Brisos. Because three different times HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koreis Bris with Klal Yisrael on Nesinas HaTorah. And Rashi says that B'Shlosh HaMakobos in three places Nitna HaTorah LiYisrael B'chol Echavim Nichrasa Imayim Bris. In Arvas Moav, this is a Pasuk in Dvar V'chav Ches, Ela Divrei HaBris Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe L'chrosas B'nei Yisrael B'Yaretz Moav. That's one Bris. And then it says, Milvada Bris Asher Karas Itcha Item Itam Bechorev. That's the second Bris. And further it says, Ushmartem Es Divrei HaBris. And that's the third Bris. So we have Shalosh Brisos. Now, Rashi mentions these three Makomos, these three places where Bris is mentioned, to get three Brisim, Brisos. And as far as Makomos is concerned, right, the Gemara is talking about Brisos in certain Makomos. We know that there was one Bris in Arvas Moav, there was a Bris in Hagrizim Har Eval. And we find in Masechta Sota the following Machlokas Tanoim. According to Chachamim, Shom Nitna Torah B'Sinai, V'Nishnasa B'Arvos Moav, V'Nishtal Shala B'Har Grizim B'Har Eval. So three times we got the Torah in three different places, in our Sinai, again a repeat, in Arvos Moav, a third time, Har Grizim B'Har Eval. In Ol Moed, in the Midbar, there was no Nishnasa Torah. That's not where the Torah was given. It was only given in Har Sinai. And that's the Shita of the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon says that Nitna Torah B'Sinai, V'Nishnasa Kulo B'Ol Moed Shebemidbar, V'Nishtal Shalo B'Arvas Moav. But according to Rabbi Shimon, in Har Grizim, Har Eval, there was no Shinsa Torah. Lo Shana Yoshua Lemas HaTorah Kulo, just certain specific mitzvahs. So Rashi mentions four places because he doesn't want to be machria in this machlokes. And Rashi mentions Sinai b'Oel Moed. He doesn't say b'Sinai u'Oel Moed. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel and Masechta Sota that Klolios HaTorah, Klolos HaTorah Nitnu b'Sinai Pratios b'Oel Moed. And that's one single bris. And now we turn to Memtes Omid Aleph, which is the daf for today. Vizo, this Bris Mila, Nitna B'Shloshes Rei Brisos. This is another reason why Bris Mila comes before Torah, because we have 13 Brisos with Bris Mila. 13 times you'll find the word Bris in the Parsha of Mila in Lech Lecha, as it was given to Avraham Avinu. The Rambam actually in Hilchas Mila gives us the entire list. Reading the Rama very quickly, V'alam Mila Nichrasu Shloshes Rei Brisos Im Avraham Avinu Aleph Et No Brisi Beini Veinecha Beis Vani Hine Brisi Itoch Gimel Vakimosi Es Brisi Beini Veinecha Dalid Libris Olam Hey Ve'atoz Brisi Tishmor Vav Zos Brisi Asher Tishmoru Zayin Vahaya Leos Habris Ches Vahaysa Brisi Bibsarchem Tes Libris Olam Yud Es Brisi Hefer Yud Gimel Yud Aleph Vakimosi Es Brisi To Yud Beis Libris Olam Yud Gimel Ves Brisi Akim Es Yitzchak. The Tosis Yontif, in his commentary on Nedarim, asks the following question. Some of these mikros are not at all dealing with krisas bris. For example, vayola os bris, or brisi hef as brisi hefer, that's just telling a story. And furthermore, for what purpose did the Torah have to be kores bris with 13 different brisos? Why not one bris? So he interprets that not all the lashonos of bris that were mentioned in the Torah are indicative of krisas bris, but rather the Torah repeats shloshesrei pa'amim tevas bris be'inyan mila kedei lahoros lanu, to teach us shehi mitzvah gedola v'chashuva shenichrusa alei bris. But lamaisa, the bris matzinu shenichrusa bris al kol achas mishloshesrei midos shel rachamim. The single bris of bris mila is reflected in the shloshesrei midos shel rachamim. That's the krisas bris, and the pasuk in Kitisa says with regard to midas harachamim, hine anochi koreis bris. So just like that bris, bris krusalem is ein achas choseres reikam, so too in the midst of mila, so gedula v'chshuva, the ena choseres reikam. Rabbi Abba omer tzorich sheyomer ba hoda tchila v'sof. In birchas haaretz, you have to have a bracha at the beginning and a bracha at the end. He should start with Noda Lecha Hashem Elokeinu, which is a bracha, and then V'al Kulam Hashem Elokeinu Anu Modim Lach. V'al Polches, if he doesn't have both Hodos, meaning Shtei Pa'amim, Lo Yifchos, at least he should recite one, Milomar Achas, V'al Polches Mi Achas, Harei Ze Meguna. Kolachosem manchil arotzos bebirkas haoretz, or Moshia es Yisrael bebirkas bonei Yerushalayim harei ze bur. Now there are all sorts of substitutes that people try to add to the chasimas habracha. In the case of birkas haoretz, they would add manchil brocha to Hashem manchil arotzos, or for example in bonei Yerushalayim they would be chosem brocha to Hashem Moshia es Yisrael. This is a boor. This is a person who's empty of Torah. Now the reason why we shouldn't be chosem in Baruch Manchil Arotzos, says the Beis Yosef, Manchil Arotzos is a language that applies even to other nations, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, each one their eretz, their respective land. We have to be Mavarach in a very unique way, to thank Hashem that Hinchi Lanu es Eretz Yisrael. So we shouldn't speak about Arotzos in a general sense. And as far as the Chasim of Moshias Yisrael in Bonei Yerushalayim, the Gemara is going to explain imminently why that's unacceptable. V'chol sheina omer bris v'torah v'birchas ha'aretz, or Malchus Beis David b'Bonei Yerushalayim lo yotze yidei chovaso. So bris and Torah are critical elements that have to be included in the Hodah of Birchas Haaretz. As we said earlier, al bris chosh k'samtev zvein v'al Torah shimanitanu. And you must mention Malchus Beis David in the bracha b'Bonei Yerushalayim, and if not, lo yotze yidei chovaso. And the Ra'ah mentions that even though Rabbi Abba said that if somebody did not mention Bris and Torah, Birkas Haaretz, or Malchus Beis David, Bonei Yerushalayim, Lo Yotzi Deichovas, Mikol Makom, Ein Kavanasa Shel Yotzi Deichovas, Birkas Mazon Klal, he doesn't mean that we completely negate his Kiyum of Birkas Hamazon, but rather Lo Kiyum Es HaMitzvah Karoi. And he bases himself on the language of Rav Gamliel in the Mishnah at the end of Pesachim, Kol Mishalo Omar Shloshidvarm Eluv Pesach Lo Yotzi De Chovaso. He doesn't mean Lo Yotzi De Chovaso Klal, but rather Lo Yotzi De HaMitzvah Karoi. The Tur, in the name of his brother Rabbi Yechiel, has a suffix about this din, and he's noted to think that these Haskaros are not Ma'akvos. That's Rabbeinu Yechiel. The Tur disagrees with his brother, and he holds that since Birchas Hamazon is Minat Torah, These haskaros are absolutely critical. You cannot omit them. And if he omits them and he completes the bracha, he has to go back and make the bracha again. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Aruch Chaim Simon Kuf Pei Zayin. Pligi ba Abba Yosef ben Dostoy v'Rabbanon. The Gemara now brings machlokas with regard to the nusach of Birchas Hatov HaMeitiv. Chadom, according to one opinion, Birchas Hatov HaMeitiv Tzricha Malchus, that you must open up by saying Bruchat Hashem Elkenu Melech HaOlam V'Chadomar, and according to another opinion, Hatov HaMeitiv, this bracha ain't a Tzricha Malchus. And the Gemara now explains the machlokas. Man diomer tzricha malchus kasovar derabonon. This chiv bracha is derabonon, and therefore it's a separate, independent bracha, and it's cut off, so to speak, from the ikar birchas avos and doraisa, and it's a bracha b'fnei atzma. Therefore, it has to have the nusach habracha, the matbei of bracha, which always requires malchus, called bracha shein ba malchus ain of bracha, which was Rabbi Yochanan back on Daf Mem. Uman di Omar, according to the Man di Omar, Eina Tzricha Malchus Kasavah Doraisa, that the Chiv to be Mevarach HaTov HaMeitiv is Doraisa, and therefore it's a Hemshech of the previous Brachos of Birkas HaMoz and Doraisa, and therefore it has the status of a Bracha HaSmucha L'Chavrata, which doesn't require Malchus, because he already mentioned Malchus in the previous Bracha. Now, according to the Shita that Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv is a Bracha HaSmucha L'Chavrata, why does it open with a Baruch? The Gemara explained back on Daf Mem Vav that a Bracha HaSmucha L'Chavrata does not open with a Bracha. And Rashi, Dibra Maskel Uman Diomar, addresses this question. He gives the answer that since Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv is one Inyan Echad of Hodah, it's got only one theme, it doesn't have multi-themes, therefore it's a bracha ktsara, like Birchas HaPeres VaMitzvahs, which always have a psicha b'baruch, and they don't have a chasima b'baruch. And therefore, psichosam hi chasimosam. That's the sheet of Rashi. Tosis, the Maskel Man, is not happy with this Rashi. Why were they masaking Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv in that particular way, that it has no hefsek binyonim achirim? He says, Mishum kach, hutzrichu liftoach ba b'baruch shel lo kishar bracha shel birkas hamazon. He says, if that's why you need a baruch to open up this bracha, in contrast to the other brachas of birkas hamazon, he says, me'acher l'shita zu birkas hatov v'meitim min ha-torahi, yitzarech hoya laharich ba kamin yonim, v'lo liftoach ba b'baruch elagak lichtom, kidin shar Bracha smucha l'chavrata. So Tosa is not happy with the justification of the poseach b'baruch of Rashi. He still thinks it's a bracha smucha l'chavrata. Of course, we're holding now the Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv is doraisa. And therefore, Tosa says that those who hold that this bracha is min haTorah certainly were noeg to be marichba and to have a chasima without a psicha because it was a bracha smucha l'chavrata. That's his conclusion. What's the chasima of Bonei Yerushalayim? Bebinyan Yerushalayim. In that bracha, Binyan Yerushalayim. So according to this first Tana in the Braisa, we should be mevarech Bebinyan Yerushalayim. In other words, Bonei Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Moshiach Yisrael. That was his chasima. So the Gemara asks, does Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda replace Binyan Yerushalayim with Moshiach Yisrael? Are we going to omit Binyan Yerushalayim Ela Ema Af Moshiach Yisrael? In other words, he should be Chosem not only with Bonei Yerushalayim, but also he should mention Truas Yisrael, which is Al Yedei Binyan Yerushalayim, so the Chasima should be Meina Brocha. Right, the bracha is about Bonei Yerushalayim, and it's all about Truas Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, if he was Chosem Moshe Yisrael, then that is a valid chasima, And what it says here in my Gemara is that if he was Chosem with Moshe Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yossi, and he left out Bonei Yerushalayim in the Chasima, he was Yotzi Dechovoso, because Chuas Yisrael is basically an alternative substitute for Binyan Yerushalayim, because Chuas Yisrael is through Binyan Yerushalayim. And that Chasim of Chuas Yisrael is Me'ena Bracha. The Bracha is all about Rachim No Hashem Elkeinu Yisrael Amech V'Yishalayim Yirecha, and it's all about Binyan Yerushalayim, and Chuas Yisrael is about Binyan Yerushalayim. Now, how much more so would Rabbi Yossi allow you and validate a chasim of Bonei Yerushalayim? That for sure, even if he omitted Chuas Yisrael, would be the Iker Bracha on Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara tells the story. Rabba Barav Huna Ikla Lebe Reish Galusa. He was in the house of the Rosh HaGola, and when they made the Berchas HaMazon Pasach, he opened up the Bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim Bechada with one theme, so to speak, Be'inyan Echad. In other words, he didn't say Rachim Hashem Al Yisrael Amecha V'Al Yerushalayim Yirecha. He just mentioned Al Yisrael Amecha, or just mentioned Al Yerushalayim Yirecha V'Siyem B'Tarti. But the Chasimus HaBracha, he mentioned both of them, and he was Chosei Moshiach Yisrael U'Bonei Yerushalayim. That's what happened in the Reish Galusa. Amar Rav Chisda Gvurta Lemichtam B'Tarte, and he's asking a question. V'chi Gvurahi Lachtom B'Abracha B'Shnei Inyonim. This seems like not something positive. B'Chatani, we have a brisa. Rabbi Omer Ein Chosmi V'Shtayim. We never have a bracha that combines two motifs. Each bracha has its own singular motif, and therefore Rabba should not accept a chasim of a bracha except if it's B'Inyan Echad. So how are you able to be Messiah B'Tarte and have both Moshiach Es Yisrael and Bonei Yerushalayim? So that wasn't a good idea. Gufa, let's go back to the Brisa. Rabbi Omer Ein Chos V'Vishtayim. Esve Levi L'Rebbe. Levi asked the question to Rebbe. Birchas Ha'oretz. The chasim is Baruch Ata Hashem al Haoretz v'al Hamazon. Isn't that Shnei Inyonim? And Rebbe says, no. What we mean in this Hodah is Eretz demafka mazon, the Eretz that produces food. So that's not a double theme. It's really one Hodah. Levi now asks Rebbe, what about in the Bracha Main Shalosh, we say Al Haoretz v'al Perosel. So once again, Rebbe gives the answer. Al Haoretz demafka peros, the land that produces fruit. And it doesn't make sense that Levi would ask Rebbe the same question twice. The first answer that Rebbe gave him about Al Haoretz Al Haoretz would certainly suffice Eretz Shemotzia Mazon for the second question of Eretz Shemotzia Peros. So the Tzlach says that Levi was of the opinion that this whole issue depends upon the Machlokas Rabbi Yudin Chachomim Masechta Bikurim with regard to a person who brings Bikurim from an Ilan Shenikzas. Can he recite what's called Mikra Bikurim Arami Ovid Avi? The Chachomim say that he's maybe Venokore, because he cannot say min adama shenasatoli, since the Elon was cut off from the Oretz, from the Adama. Rabbi Yehuda says no, mevi v'kori, and the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that the ikro shel Elon is in the karka, and that's where it grows, and therefore even if at this moment the Elon was nekar, was removed, was uprooted, but you can still say adama shenasatoli, because the karka is alive and well. So Levi thinks that we cannot make the bracha Eretz Shemotzia Peros unless we hold like Rabbi Yehudu says, that we go basa the karka, which is the Ikara Elon, and therefore we can mode on the Eretz and on the Peros. But if we hold like the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, so we could really analyze this and say that Eretz and Peros are two different in Yonim, and therefore we cannot be Chosim with two different Yonim, and therefore Rebbe had to give him a second answer, that even according to the Chacham of Rabbi Yehuda and Bikurim, we could still judge or define both Eretz and Peros as one Inyan. Now Levi asks another kash on Rebbe, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, on Yontif, with every bracha we have the Chasim and Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, aren't those two in Yonim? And Rebbe answers, no. What this bracha means is that Yisrael Dekadshinu Lizmanim, that God was Mekadesh Yisrael, and with that Kedushas Yisrael, they are able to Mekadesh the Zmanim, the Kviyas HaChadoshim, depends upon Bezdin, the Kviyas Muadim, depends upon the Chadoshim. This is all Inyan Echad, Yisrael, the Mekadesh the Zmanim. Now Levi asks him, what do we do with Mekadesh Yisrael, Rosh HaChadoshim? And once again, the same Shakla V'Tarya, Rebbe answers him, Yisrael, the Kadshinu, the Rosh HaChadoshim. So once again, why do we need Levi to ask the same kasha on Rebbe when he already got the answer Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and here it's Mekadesh Yisrael who are Mekadesh the Rosh HaChadoshim? So once again, the Tzlach says that Levi was of the opinion that the Moedim depend upon Kedushas Yisrael because Pesdin could be Ma'arba the Shana and they could add another month to the year and that would change the Moedim, and therefore it's not a Chasim in two in Yonin. But Rosh Chodesh, that's a whole different story. That doesn't really depend upon Bezdin, except for the Kiddush Befal. But the Ofen in a situation where Ein Bezdin Mekadshim Sachodesh, which is a Sugya in Rosh Hashanah Davchav Dalid, has to do, I think, with a Mole and a Chaser. In any event, in those cases, in those scenarios, is Ein Kedushas Rosh HaChadoshim Tluya B'Yisrael. So he cannot be chosen with two inyonim here. So Rebbe gave Levi the answer that even in this situation is the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh depends upon the Kedushas Yisrael. And that's based on the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, who says that even if we are not Koveh the Chadoshim according to a cheshbon that's Moser B'Yadenu, nevertheless, the Kviyas Chadoshim depends upon the fact that there are Jews in Eretz Yisrael then knowing that day as Rosh Chodesh. So our kiyum, our observance of Rosh Chodesh, is a precondition in Kiddushas Rosh Chodesh. And if Chas V'Sholem, it would be a situation where there's not one single Jew in Eretz Yisrael, then all the Chadoshim would be B'Telim. Levi now comes back and he asks, what about the Chasima? In a case where Yontif is Chal on Shabbos, is Mekadesh Yisrael, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael Vazmanet. And in this Chasima, you cannot assume that the meaning is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Yisrael, who is Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Zmanet, because Shabbos itself is Kviya V'Kaimei, and its Kedusha is not dependent upon Klal Yisrael. We have to assume, therefore, that being Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, on his Kiddush of Shabbos, and number two, on our Klal Yisrael's Kiddush of the Zmanim. That is a double theme. And furthermore, Rebbe says, Chutz Mizu. Now, what does Chutz Mizu mean? Then what kind of an answer is Chutz Mizu? He says that this bracha, I'm being moda to you, is a chasim v'shnei in yonim. And it's not like any other bracha that we know of. So Levi comes back and he asks Rebbe, Chutz Mizu, Maishna. What do you mean? This is the exception to the rule. Why do we have this exception to the rule? What manishtana this bracha from all other brachas? And Rebbe says, Hocha Chadahi. That even the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael Vazmanim is all Inyan Echad of Kedusha. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bless him for being Mekadesh the Shabbos and for blessing Yisrael Vazmanim. And therefore, we can be chosem this bracha bekulam with both of these shvachos. Hasam tarti. But in the case of Bonei Yerushalayim, there are two inyanim. If you add Shuas Yisrael to Bonei Yerushalayim, they're two separate things. Because kol chadav chadav biapei nafshei, each one is separate, is independent of the other. And therefore we cannot be chosen both of them in Bonei Yerushalayim. And in the case of Mekadesh Yisrael, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael Zmanim, there it's not exactly Tarte, but rather it's Chada. And basically it's all one inyan of Kedushas HaZman, whether it's the Zman of Shabbos, of the Zman of Yisrael Vazmanim, that Chasim is acceptable, but Yisrael and Yerushalayim, that's already two separate motifs. I'll read to you what he says here in the Hebrew. He says, Lefitir etzeh tamadova shechos mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim, Eina b'dafka mishum shiyisrael mekadishus nizmanim el af im hakavodah shekadosh baruch mekadishus Yisrael v'kadosh baruch hu mekadishus nizmanim mikol makom hakol idyonecha shel kedusha. So we could broaden our definition of chada by saying that we're blessing Hashem for kedusha, but we're not going to be chosim with two separate inyonim, Chuas Yisrael and Binyan Yerushalayim. Now all this is Rashi's interpretation of this sugya. Rashi brings a different girsa in the Gemara, in the name of the Bahag. His girsa is Chutz Mizu Maishna Hani Tarte Kedushe Ninu, which means that Rebbe was moda that these are this is the case of Chasima B'shtayim. Aval Nechama Chada Milsehi. Now, according to this Girsa of the Bahag, the Gemara seems to be saying the following, that Rebbe is moda that you can be chosem of bracha with shnei inyonim shonim, and therefore we're chosem with mekadesh Hashabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. But on the other hand, as far as Moshiach Yisrael Ubinyan Yerushalayim, Rebbe holds that you cannot be chosem b'shtayim, because in terms of nechama, of consolation to the Jewish nation, both are inyon echad of nechama, and we cannot split them into two. So Rashi asks the following question: so why did Rebbe say b'pashtus ein chosim v'shtayim? Whereas according to this pirush, Rebbe really holds that you're allowed to be chosim v'shtayim, unless the two inyonim are tluyim zebazeh. So Rashi therefore rejects the interpretation of the Bahag. Rabbeinu Yonah tries to make some sense out of the Bahag. He says that Moshiach Yisrael Bnei Yerushalayim are shnei inyonim shonim. He quotes many psukim that mention either Chuas Yisrael exclusively without Bnei Yerushalayim, like for example Yisrael Noshav Hashem Chuas Olamim, and there are many psukim that mention Bnei Yerushalayim without Moshiach and Shal Yisrael. Mekadesh Yisrael Hashabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim is inyan echad, because they're tluyim zeh b'zeh, because the Kedushas Yisrael depends upon the Kedushas Shabbos. Ki osi b'ni v'neichem. The Gemara now tries to explain the logic of Rebbe that underlies this principle of ein chosmin b'shtayim time of my ein chosmin b'shtayim l'fisha ein osim mitzvos chavilos. In other words, we don't try to gather together and bunch together a lot of mitzvahs and fulfill them in one fell swoop, but each mitzvah deserves its own energy, its own independence, so that we don't indicate that mitzvahs are a masoi, it's a burden on our shoulders. We try to quickly be porik the masa meola by combining mitzvahs and doing them in one fell swoop, and that also applies to chasimas bracha achas b'kama inyonim. The Gemara now wants to clarify the final bottom line on the Chasima of Birchas Bnei Yerushalayim Mai Havyala. What is the final Nusach? Amar Rav Sheshes, Posach, he began the Bracha Bnei Yerushalayim Bir Rachem Al Amcha Yisrael, Ivefa Chosem Bir Moshiach Yisrael. Notes, he started with Rachim for Yisrael. We should finish with Moshiach Yisrael. However, if he opens the bracha with Rachim al Yerushalayim, then he is Chosem b'Bone Yerushalayim. So it sounds like Rav Sheshes is offering two options, and we have to be consistent. If the psicha is with Yisrael, the chasim is with Yisrael, and vice versa in the case of Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Omar, Afilu Pasach b'Rachim al Yisrael, even if he opens up with Yisrael, nevertheless Chosim b'Bone Yerushalayim, that Chasima is Nichlal Inyan Chuas Yisrael. In other words, Bnei Yerushalayim has within it, inherent in it, perhaps not actively or acutely, but at least in what we call in the latent Bnei Yerushalayim is Chuas Yisrael Mishum Shenemar. David HaMelech says in Tilim, Kuf Mem Zayin, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes. What does that mean? Amosai Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Bizman She Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes. In other words, Mitchila, at the first stage of the ultimate redemption, is Yivna Hashem Es Yerushalayim, and then Yaasof, he will gather together the exiles, L'Sochet Nidchei Yisrael. So Chuasan Shal Yisrael depends upon Binyan Shalayim, it's all one Inyan, and therefore, even if he opened up the bracha, the last bracha, the third bracha of Birkas HaMazon with Rachem al Yisrael, nevertheless he can, right, which is true as Yisrael, nevertheless he can be Chosem the Binyan Yerushalayim, and that is our minhag. Now the Gemara brings a Maisa with regard to Hazkaras Bris Torah Umalchus Bibirchas Mosim Omale Rabbi Zeril Rav Chizda Nese Mar Vinisne. The Rav should come and teach us. Omale Rav Chizda responds to Rav Zera Birkas Mizona Lo Gamrina Visnuye Masnisen. I haven't even learned the bracha of Birkas Hamazon Kilchasa, and now I'm going to come and teach it to you. Or teach you? Amalei, Rav Zera said to Rav Chizda, "My high, what do you mean? You don't know how to make Birkas HaMazon?" Amalei, Rav Chizda responded, "Ti iklai, I came lebei Reish Galusa, to the Rosh Hagola for Suda Ubereche Birkas Mizona. I recited Birkas HaMazon. Vizakfi Rav Sheshes Lekoe Alai Kechivya." Which in the Hebrew translation, Zokaf Rav Sheshes is Tzavarov Olai Kenochash. In other words, he got angry at me. So Rav Zera asked Rav Chizda Vamai, why did Rav Sheshes get angry? So Rav Chizda answers, Delo Amri, because I didn't mention in Birchas Haaretz, Lo Bris Velo Torah, Velo Malchus. Meaning in Bonei Yerushalayim, I didn't mention Malchus Beis David. So Rav Zera now asked Rav Chizda Amailo Amrit, why did you leave these things out? And Rav Chizda answers, I thought Kid Rav Chinanel Amar Rav, the Amar Rav Chinanel Amar Rav Lo Amar Brisi Bris Vitoru Malchus Yotza, that you really don't have to mention Bris and Torah and Malchus. You Yotza without that. These are not critical elements in Birkas HaMazon. Again, it's not exactly clear what he means by Yotza. L'chor, it sounds like v'di'eved, but l'chatchila, he shouldn't do so. But right now we're interpreting that even l'chatchila, he's allowed to omit these various haskaros. Now, what is the reason why, if he leaves out Bris, he is Yotze, the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon? So the Gemara explains, Bris, l'fi, She'eino b'noshim. Bris Mila doesn't apply to Noshim. And even though a woman would be able to be mal her son, but nevertheless she's not mitzuva. Torah u'malchus l'fi she'eino lo b'noshim v'lo b'avadim. So as far as Torah is concerned, a woman is not obligated in Torah. And that's derived from a pasuk v'shinanta levanecha, v'anecha v'lo b'nosecha. And even though a woman does teach her children mitzvos, so that she does get a chelik in Torah, but that's not really the mitzvah of Talmud Torah per se. She gets a chelik in the mitzvahs. Now, Malchus, Einu no heges b'noshim, the Raman Paskins in Hilchus Melachim Perek Aleph, Ein ma'amidim isha b'malchus, shenemer melech v'lo malka. And noshim apturos mila hazkaras malchus shomayim shebekriyat shema. Okay, we have to know a little bit more about that in the Mishnah back on Daf Chav. So in any event, since these in Yonim of Torah and Malchus are not shaykh to Noshim and Avodim, again, Avodim is a big sugya, whether Avodim have Torah or they don't have Torah, but certainly they're excluded from Malchus, is therefore, they are not going to mention in Birkas HaMazon. Now the Chachom did not want to establish two different uschos, one for the men and one for the women, and the Avodim, and therefore, they established the formula for Birkas HaMazon in a way that would apply to everybody, even to Noshim and Avodim. And hence, they omitted Torah Umalchus and also Bris Milah. That's what Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav Hananel Omar Rav. Now, we should ask the following question: why does Rav say that in Lo Omar Bris Torah Umalchus Yotza, which implies that B'dievet is Yotze, according to the Gemara's reasoning, they weren't misaking a nusach, a special nusach, Birkas HaMazon for the men, so therefore even L'chadchila you should be able to omit Bris, Torah, and Malchus. And some of the Achronim say that maybe the word Yotzah should not be written over here. Leave out the word Yotzah, and you could just have a Girsa Rav, Lo Havi Omar, Bris, Velo Torah, etc. And he left it out B'chlal, even L'chadchila. And there seem to be Rishonim who say such a thing. Maybe that's the Rashba, maybe that's the Ra'ah. And this Maisa that we just learned is everybody seems to agree that Haskaras Bris Torah Malchus is not Ma'akev B'dieved, because even if Rav Sheshes got angry at Rav Chisda, he didn't ask him, he didn't demand of him to make the bracha again. So the Machlok Shin Rav Sheshes Rav Chisda is only as far as L'chadchila, what does the Chiyuv Amira entail? Is there a Chiyuv of Amira these Haskaras or not? Rav Chisda said they were not misaking this in the Nusach of Birkas HaMazon, and Rav Sheshes says no, L'chadchila you certainly have to, but everybody agrees that B'dieved, if he omits them, Ein Machzirin also. So now Rav Zeira turns to Rav Chisda, he says, V'at shvakt kol hani tanoi v'amoroi, have you omitted all the shitas of the Tanoim v'Amoraim that were mentioned before that hold that if you don't recite and mention Bracha Toru Malchus Hinat Yotze V'Avdis Kirav, and you are following the sheet of Rav who holds that you are Yotze? And it seems that that's the way Rav Zeira understood Rav Chisda. And that's the end of the story. Now, exactly how we paskel halacha, he has a note here. Let me just read it to you. He says that Nisbar Liel Sheyesh Sovrim Shavi Abba, who's mentioned at the beginning of this Amud, is Rav. They're all the same. And the memra here of Rabbi Yilah, in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Barach Bishum Rabbeinu, that's also a name for Rav. Okay, this is a Rashash. If you'd like to learn the Rashash, you might find it interesting. Omar Rabba Barachanom Rab Yochanon Atov Vametiv Tzricha Malchus. We must mention Malchus Shamayim and Atov Vametiv. Maika Mashmalan. After all, we have a principle called Brocha She'ein Ba Malchus Lo Shma Brocha. So why do we need to apply this specifically here to Atov Vametiv? What's the chiddush here? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan Zimna. So now Rabbi Yochanan seems to be repeating what we already know. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira intends here to interpret Rabbi Yochanan Lomar to tell us the chiddush that Birchas Tova Meitiv Tzricha Shtei Malchios. You have to mention two Malchios. In other words, twice he has to mention Malchus Shemaim. Chada Dida V'chada Debonei Yerushalayim. In other words, he needs, number one, a mention of Malchus in Hatov HaMeitiv, because the bracha is not a bracha without Malchus, and he needs another mention of Malchus in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, because Bonei Yerushalayim does not open with Malchus, it opens with Rachem. Now, what's going to happen is that, so this is a kind of halacha like Tashlumin, that in the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv, he's mashlim the mention of Malchus that was missing in Bonu Yerushalayim. So, Ihochi Niboy Tlas. We're going to need to mention Malchus Shemaim three times. Chada Didah for Atova Meitiv, Chada de Bonu Yerushalayim, Vechada de Birchas Haaretz. Because even in Birchas Haaretz, which is Smuchel Chavta, we don't have an opening with Malchus. Ella, Birchas Haaretz, my time alone, Mishum Davile Brocha Smuchel Chavta. Is Bonu Yerushalayim Nami Loti Boy, Davile Brocha Smuchel Chavta. And therefore, there's no need to recite Malchus as Hashlama for these two brachas. So the Gemara answers, "Hu adin dafilu Bonu Yerushalayim nami lo boy." Really, the bracha of Bonu Yerushalayim also doesn't need a mention of Malchus because it's Mukhal Chavatel. Aidi di Omar Malchus based David lav orach ara de lo Omar Malchus Shamayim. It's not Derech Eretz to mention Malchus based David without mentioning Malchus Shamayim. And therefore, we cannot mention Malchus Beis David and just leave out Malchus Shemayim in Bonu Yerushalayim. And therefore, Mashlamin in Birchas Hatova Meitiv. So therefore, we need to mention two Azkaras of Malchus, one for Birchas Hatova Meitiv and another one for Bonu Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, Rapapa Omar Hochi Kamar. This is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say about Birchas Hatova Meitiv Tzricha Shtei Malchios. That he has to say Avinu Malkeinu, HaMelech HaTova Meitiv LaKol, LeBar Midida. You know, it's besides mentioning Malchus in the Brach itself, which is opening up with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and that's how Birchas Bonu Yerushalayim opens with Malchus. Now he has to mention Sholosh Malchus, one for itself, another one for Hashlomas, Hazkaras Malchus of Bonu Yerushalayim, and a third one for Hazkaras Malchus of Birchas HaOretz. And that's what we say in the Bracha. We have three Malchus. We have Avinu Malkeinu, and then we have HaMelech HaTov HaMeitiv plus the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and this is where we're going to complete the Shia for today, and Emir Hashem will continue tomorrow of our Shia on Memtes Amid Beis. We'll start with Memtes Amid Aleph, the last seven lines on the page.